Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. India and European Union seal landmark free trade agreement. Both sides describe pact as mother of all trade deals, opening European markets for Indian labor-intensive goods comprising textiles and footwear, makes EU imports cheaper, including luxury cars, wine and medicines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says pact to create jobs, strengthen global supply chains and provide stability to world order amid global turmoil. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen asserts India-Europe ties will reduce strategic dependency at a time when global trade has been weaponized. Budget session of Parliament begins tomorrow. Government at all-party meeting appeals for cooperation. Centre assures new UGC guidelines to address caste-based discrimination will not be misused. And in Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India beat host Zimbabwe by 204 runs in the Super 6 fixture at Bulawayo. India and European Union to exchange the historic Free Trade Agreement FTA. The deal was concluded following India-EU summit talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President of the European Council Antonio Costa, and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in New Delhi. The trade pact, which has been described by both the sides as the mother of all trade deals, will open up the European markets for Indian labour-intensive goods comprising textiles and footwear. At the same time, it will make imported European items cheaper in India by reducing duties including luxury cars, wine and medicines. Besides, the Indian and the European Union also exchanged several agreements in the fields of security, defence partnership, mobility, disaster risk management and green hydrogen. Addressing a joint press conference with two European leaders, after the talks the Prime Minister said, inking of the biggest free trade deal between India and 27-nation European Union will deepen economic ties, create jobs, bolster global supply chains and strengthen the partnership between the two sides for a prosperous future.
आज भारत ने अपने इतिहास का अब तक का सबसे बड़ा फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट संपन्न किया है हमारे किसानों हमारे छोटे उद्योगों इसकी यूरोपियन मार्केट तक पहुंच आसान बनाएगा मैन्युफैक्चरिंग में नए अवसर पैदा करेगा और हमारे सर्विसेज सेक्टर के बीच सहयोग को और प्रबल करेगा
The Prime Minister opined that India-EU ties will provide stability to the world order amid ongoing turmoil in a global environment.
आज ग्लोबल बिजनेस में बड़ी उथल-पुथल है। हर कंपनी अपनी मार्केट स्ट्रेटजी और पार्टनरशिप को नए सिरे से देख रही है। ऐसे समय में यह FTA बिजनेस जगत के लिए एक साफ और सकारात्मक संदेश है। यह दोनों पक्षों की बिजनेस कम्युनिटी के लिए सक्षम भरोसेमंद और फ्यूचर ओरिएंटेड पार्टनरशिप बनाने का स्पष्ट निमंत्रण है मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि आप सभी इस एफटीए के अवसरों का पूरा पूरा लाभ उठाएंगे
In his statement, President of the European Council Antonio Costa said that summit today sends a clear message to the world that India and EU stand together strategic and reliable partners at a time when global world is being reshaped. Speaking on the occasion, EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen said India-European Union FTA will create jobs for millions of workers in India and Europe. She asserted that India-Europe ties will reduce strategic dependency at a time when global trade has been weaponized.
It brings together Indian skills, services and scale with Europe's technology, capital and innovation. It will create levels of growth that neither side can achieve alone. And by combining these strengths, we reduce strategic dependencies at a time when trade is increasingly weaponized.
Later in a series of social media posts, Prime Minister Modi said, conclusion of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement marks a significant milestone in relations between the two sides. Mr. Modi thanked all the leaders of Europe for the constructive spirit over the years and commitment in making this possible. Prime Minister Modi chaired the India-EU Business Forum along with EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen in Delhi this afternoon. The forum brought together business leaders from both sides. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, Indian investment in the EU has reached almost €40 billion. He said the free trade agreement finalized between India and the European Union will provide easy access to the European Union market for India's labor-intensive products.
इसे भारत के लेबर इंटेंसिव उत्पादों को यूरोपियन यूनियन मार्केट में इजी एक्सेस मिलेगा। इसमें विशेष तौर पर टेक्सटाइल, जेम्स एंड ज्वेलरी, ऑटो पार्ट्स और इंजीनियरिंग गुड्स शामिल है। फ्रूट्स, वेजिटेबल्स, प्रोसेस्ड फूड और मरीन प्रोडक्ट उसमें नए अवसर बनेंगे। इसका सीधा लाभ हमारे किसानों को, हमारे मछुआरों को मिलेगा, हमारे सर्विस सेक्टर को भी इससे फायदा होगा। विशेष रूप से आईटी, एजुकेशन, ट्रेडिशनल मेडिसिन और बिजनेस सर्विस लाभान्वित होंगे।
Briefing media New Delhi this evening, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal highlighted that this breakthrough in the EU-India trade relations came after 20 years.
The strategic intent of the European Union and India coming together in a multitude of areas, it is a reflection that when 25% of global trade decides to strengthen the strategic partnership, including with a free trade agreement, it unlocks the doors to defense cooperation, greater investments, to cooperation in the field of innovation and science, to further integration of financial markets.
Talking to media, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, India-EU security and defense partnership will bolster counter-terrorism.
A very important outcome of today's meeting, especially in the overall strategic context of the relationship, is the EU-India security and defense partnership, which was signed in exchange today. This framework agreement on security and defense issues between India and the EU will be a first. It will bolster our engagements in maritime security, on defense industry, on cyberspace, and on counterterrorism.
Several union ministers, including Dr. S. Jaishankar, Rajnath Singh, Ashwini Vaishnav and J.P. Nadda, have hailed the landmark India-EU FTA. Indian industry bodies have welcomed India-European Union Free Trade Agreement. Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, said the agreement represents a strategic breakthrough in the country's global trade engagement. In a statement, Director General of CII, Chandrajit Banerjee, said unprecedented preferential access secured for over 99% of Indian exports through the agreement is a game changer for Indian industry. Federation of Indian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, has congratulated the government for advancing this agreement of strategic scale and long-term significance. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download News on EIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated virtually the fourth edition of India Energy Week in Goa. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, India Energy Week has rapidly emerged as a global platform for dialogue and action in the energy sector.
India Energy Week बहुत ही कम समय में डायलॉग और एक्शन का एक ग्लोबल प्लेटफॉर्म बनकर उभरा है। आज एनर्जी सेक्टर के लिए भारत बहुत बड़े अवसरों की धरती है। भारत दुनिया की फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग मेजर इकोनॉमी है, यानी हमारे यहाँ एनर्जी प्रोडक्ट्स की डिमांड लगातार बढ़ रही है। इसके अलावा भारत दुनिया की डिमांड पूरी करने के लिए भी बेहतरीन अवसर उपलब्ध करता है। आज हम दुनिया में पेट्रोलियम प्रोडक्ट्स के टॉप 5 एक्सपोर्टर्स में से एक हैं। दुनिया के 150 से ज्यादा देशों तक हमारी एक्सपोर्ट कवरेज है।
The event has transformed into a powerhouse of international diplomacy, with Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri announcing a string of multi-billion dollar deals to fortify the nation's energy security. Our correspondent has the details.
Addressing the media at the newly inaugurated Betul facility, Minister Puri detailed high-impact agreements that span the globe. Key among them is a renewal contract between BPCL and Brazil's Petrobras for 12 million barrels of crude oil, valued at approximately $780 million. The minister also underscored a burgeoning partnership with UAE, confirming that India's annual natural gas imports from the Emirates have reached 4.5 million metric tons. Further diversifying the energy portfolio, the minister revealed a new ministerial dialogue with Canada focusing on critical minerals and small modular reactors. Mahesh Sopre for Akashwani News, Panaji.
Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwani Vaishnav today said that India is on course to be among the top four semiconductor manufacturing nations in the world by 2035. The minister made these remarks while addressing the startup and semiconductor industry representatives in New Delhi. The budget session of Parliament will commence tomorrow and will continue till the 2nd of April. Union Budget 2026-27 will be presented on the 1st of February in Lok Sabha. The first phase will conclude on the 13th of February, while the second phase will take place from the 9th of March to the 2nd of April. The government today convened the all-party meeting and appealed for cooperation for smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting at the Parliament House Annex. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha J.P. Nadda, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan took part in the meeting. Congress leader Jairam Ramesh, DMK leader Tiruchi Shiva, TMC leader Sagarika Ghosh and Samajwadi Party MP Ram Gopal Yadav attended the meeting among others. Speaking to the media after the meeting, the Parliamentary Affairs Minister said the first part of the budget session will have motion of thanks on the President's address. Later discussion on the budget will be held in both the Houses.
On behalf of the government, to all the honourable members that in our parliamentary democracy, we have been elected to speak, to represent on behalf of the people, to speak for the people. So we must, while exercising our right to speak, we also have duty to listen to the members of other political parties so that our parliamentary democracy can continue to function with full vibrancy.
On the eve of the budget session, News Services Division of Akashwani will bring you special discussions on issues before Parliament and Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde. Issues before Parliament program can be heard on the Akashwani FM Rainbow, and additional frequencies and Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde can be heard on the Akashwani FM Gold and additional frequencies from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. The government is assured that the new University Grants Commission UGC guidelines issued to address caste-based discrimination on college campuses will not be misused. The minister was talking to the media today.
Discrimination ke naam pe.
No one will have the right to misuse the law in the name of discrimination. Whether it is the UGC, the government of India, or a state government, it will be their responsibility to ensure this. Whatever system is put in place will be within the limits of the Constitution. Since this mechanism is under the supervision of the Supreme Court, I want to assure that no one will be oppressed and no one will face discrimination.
The Supreme Court today asked all states and union territories to provide a slew of information, including the year-wise details of the number of acid attack cases and the status in courts. The court also directed to inform rehabilitation measures to support the victims. The bench gave 4 weeks to provide the information. Batting for extraordinary punitive measures for convicts in acid attack cases, the apex court asked the centre to consider amending the law to sternly deal with such cases. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast cold wave conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab tomorrow. The Met Department has also forecast dense fog over Delhi, Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh for the day. In the men's under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, India defeated host Zimbabwe by 204 runs in the Super 6 stage match at Bulawayo. Put into bat, the men in blue posted 352 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. In reply, Zimbabwe were bowled out for 148 runs in 37.4 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and European Union seal landmark free trade agreement. Both sides describe pact as mother of all trade deals, opening European markets for Indian labor-intensive goods comprising textiles and footwear, makes EU imports cheaper, including luxury cars, wine and medicines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says pact to create jobs, strengthen global supply chains and provide stability to world order amid global turmoil. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen asserts India-Europe ties will reduce strategic dependency at a time when global trade has been weaponized. Budget session of Parliament begins tomorrow. Government at all-party meeting appeals for cooperation. Centre assures new UGC guidelines to address caste-based discrimination will not be misused. And in Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India beat host Zimbabwe by 204 runs in the Super 6 fixtures at Bulawayo. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.